Morning, Bokotov. Today's Daf Erevin Daf Mem Dalad. We are holding Mem Gimel on Beis towards the bottom of the page. The Gemara discussed the different ways of measuring how our Gemara measures the distance to 2,000 amos with like a binoculars or a telescope. He used it to measure a depth of 2,000 amos on the land, and then he applied that same distance to the boat. We then got involved with a discussion of measuring the depth of a valley, and also a person wants to measure the height of a palm tree, and lastly, a person wants to make sure that a chaya doesn't destroy a caver, a human caver, and dig it up and chlila desecrate the mace. He should make sure that there's not enough shade there at the hottest time of the day, because that's the time when the animal would be most likely to hide amongst the shade, in the shade of the caver, and then potentially smell the corpse and dig it up. So in order to avoid that, he makes sure that it doesn't provide shade at that time. Okay, so we're up to, right towards the bottom of the Gemara now is the story of Nehemiah Bar of Chanilai. We're back to the conversation of a person leaving his tchum on Shabbos, a person out of his tchum on Shabbos. When a machleik is the Mishnah, a person's out of his tchum on Shabbos, if he's in a new enclosed area, is he able to traverse the whole area or not? Peter Gamil and a blessed Messiah said that yes. If Goyim move him, let's say, into a deer v'sayer, he can traverse the entire deer v'sayer, the entire closed areas like Kedal Namas, and he can continue to move around inside there. We had Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva said no, that he can't. Once he's out of his area, he cannot move around within the whole enclosed area. So our Gemara is going to bring a story, a Ma'aseh Shaya, which connects to that machlekes. Says the Gemara. Nechemya Brady Vachanila, we're a few lines up at the bottom of the page, of about 5-6 lines up, a Mem Gimel Mabez. Nechemya Brady Vachanila, Mishkachte Shmaitza. Unbelievable. He was busy learning. Nechemya Vachanila was very busy learning Torah, and he lost himself, because he's so busy learning Torah, he lost himself, and he ended up outside the Tchum. V'nafachut the Tchum. He was outside the Tchum. Amalev Chizav Nachman. V'chiz Hesav Nachman. Nechemya Talmidcha Shari B'tzar. Nechemya Talmud is stuck in Tzar. He's outside the Tchum. He's now restricted to his 4 Amos. Again, we always have that Machlekes. What exactly 4 Amos means. Let's assume Pashat. We're actually going to see later in the Daftei. We're going to go with the assumption that it means 2 Amos in each direction. He's stuck in this 4 Amma, his 4 Amma boundary now, because out of the Tchum. How can we fix him? How can we fix the situation? Amar Lai, Shav Nachman said back to him, said to Rav Chizda, Asalei Mechita Shem Adam, Avenates of you, make a wall of humans. Have a bunch of people line up and create a wall on both sides. By creating a wall on both sides, you've created an enclosure that now he's outside the Tchum, but he's in an enclosed area. And in an enclosed area, you're allowed to move around, obviously going on Gargamel, V'kanes, and let him come back into the Tchum with his enclosure of people, taking him all the way back to within his Tchum. He now comes back to the Tchum. What's in the Tchum? He's home free. So that's a simple eitz. We'll see. And that's so simple. There's going to be a couple of major qualifications. But that was the eitz Rav Nachman gave to Rav Chizda. Yes, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Chared Rava. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava. Yosef Rava commanded Rav Nachman. And Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. So not to be confused. I mean, he's pointed this out many times. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is obviously different than Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was a Talmud. So Rava and Rav Nachman Yitzchak were sitting in front of Rav Nachman, and they heard this discussion. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rava, Maikam Abayle Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda clearly had the question he asked Rav Nachman, he posed to Rav Nachman, we have a situation with this, your Talmud, Rav Nechemya, and we need an Eitzah. Obviously, Rav Chizda was not so sure this Eitzah of making a human partition is a viable Eitzah. What was the doubt in Rav Chizda's mind why he needed Rav Nachman to give the solution? So this might come by later. What was Rav Chizda's shaila that he's asking? The Mura takes for granted that Rav Chizda could have thought of this Eitzah. Must be his question was whether the Eitzah actually works. If we say the case is where there's enough people that actually, they're able to get enough people to reach a human wall from where Nechemya was, all the way back to the boundary, back to the Tchum. If that was the case, so what would be the shaila? Come by the Hilchus of Gamil. And the shaila just was, we pass our meal. Like we pointed out when we said the Eitzah from Nachman, this Eitzah only works if you go on meal. And when you're in an enclosed area outside the Tchum, the whole area is considered able to be Dal Namas, and he's able to walk around it no matter how big it is, because it's enclosed. That's only according to Rav meal. So maybe that was Rav Chizda's shaila. Do we pass like a meal? Says the Mar Tap of Amud, or is a Lechadak Rav meal? But that's fair. Why? Sorry. Or the Mar says, we'll explain in a second why that's not the pshat. Ay dilma b'delei mol gavras kinan. Or we're talking about a case where the issue was not where they passed the gomil. The issue was where you didn't have enough people to get mamish right up to the border. You only have enough people. You're short two amis. That's the share. That's the share. The first explain. He was short two amis. Short two people. B'delei mol gavras kinan. The kama b'elei. The shaila is based on the gemara we're gonna have in Ebla next week. The kama b'elei halachar of Eliezer. And the shaila is the lachar of Eliezer or not? Is the lachar of Eliezer or not? Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer says that when you have up to two amas of missing space, that's fine. Once you're within two amas of the mechitza of the border, of his tchum, then he's fine because a person has two amas in every direction, and therefore once he's within two amas, he's okay. So the shaila of Chizda was, we're talking about a case where. There was not enough people to form that wall to get all the way back to the tchum, and you just we're just debating if we pass the garbalaz or not. Those are the two options to understand to explain why Rav Chizda wasn't sure about this option being a good option. Again, the Mar taking for granted Rav Chizda also could have thought of this idea of making a human wall, and the reason why he didn't, he needed Rav Nachman to cement the fact that it's good, is either because Rav Chizda wasn't sure if he passed on Gamil, that's one option, or he's not sure if he passed on like Rav Elazar. He wasn't sure if he passed on Gamil, that mechitzas are good enough outside the Tchum, mechitzas don't help outside the Tchum, once you're outside the Tchum, he's still restricted to Faramas, that's one option that he wasn't sure about, or, no, he wasn't sure, they didn't have enough people to make it all the way back to the Tchum, and he wasn't sure if he called Gamil Elazar, that it's okay, even when you're within two Amas of the Tchum, that's sufficient. Says the Gemara, Pshita b'delei mol gavras kinan. It's pashit that the situation the Shiloh that Rav Chizda had was where he didn't have enough people to make it back to the wall to make it back to the chum. To isal kataitach b'delei mol gavras kinan. If we're talking about a case, you have enough people, and it's just a Shiloh paskin like ma'ite b'ayla. What's your Shiloh? Hamar Rav alachar gamil. Rav says alachar gamil. We had this in the daf. I think it was two nights ago. We actually quoted. Rav says alachar gamil. B'dir v'sar b'sfina. Alachar gamil. Both in the case of the mission of dir v'sar. Dir v'sar is when a person is moved into an enclosed area. Into an enclosure on Shabbos, v'sfina, and by the case of sfina, halachas are like Rav that you let it traverse the whole area. Rav said halachas are going to go meal. They let it traverse the whole area, so that can't be the shaila. Elavad, even though by the way we spoke at then, Shmuel says halachas is like going to meal only by sfina, not by dir v'sar. So we did have a standing view, and this is the would be similar at best to dir v'sar. But okay, elavad but lema legavri askinan. It must be the shaila because it was where lema legavri, which Abelazar come by late, and it was according to Abelazar we're asking, do we semich on Abelazar, and therefore it's okay even though you don't reach bamish to the tchum since you're within two amas. That's you have a break. And that's sufficient or not? This discussion amongst the Mefarshim, do we mean there's not enough people and there's a break from the end, from where the Mechitza ends, two Amas, till getting back to the Tchum? Or it means no. From the spot where he is right now, he's allowed to walk two Amas, and you start the wall two Amas away, and then from there, there's a complete wall to the Tchum. So the Mefarshim want to say it would have to be the latter way, Dafka, where the two Amas break is from where he is to where the wall starts, but the wall goes to the Tchum, because once he's utilizing the wall area, he doesn't get another two amas outside of the edge of the wall area to jump into the tchum. Even according to Blazer, that's something the Farshim want to be medayik. So not the simple way of reading the Mara, where we read delay malu, the wall doesn't reach the tchum. It's really the other way. The wall could reach the tchum, but the wall doesn't reach him. Only there would it work. The other way wouldn't work. But okay. But on this again. So on this discussion, on the Shaila, whether or not Rav Chizda's suffix was whether he passed on Gamil or he passed on Rav Elazar, the Gemara wants to say, it's Pashu passed on Gamil because Rav already passed on Gamil. It must be a suffix because we passed like Rav Elazar. Says the Gemara, right to this, take anami, to come our Yikanes. Rav Nachman says to Rav Chizda, make the partition of walls, and Yikanes, let him come in. Why does Rav Nachman have to give eitzes of, why does he have to say extra words of Yikanes? It's obvious. Make the wall mechitzes, and he'll be able to come in. Why does he have to spell out? And he should walk. How fast should he walk? How far should he walk? Just say, make a wall mechitzas, and it's understood. He's able to come back. What's the lashon of ma'ikanis? Ma'ikanis lav b'delei mechitza. The Chacham Nachman to say is even if your wall didn't fully reach the tchum, still it could be ikanis. The word ikanis would be medayik. The word ikanis it was extra. It was necessary to come to include even if the wall wasn't complete. And therefore, you see as a shaila in the shaila was in Rabbi Eliezer's sheet. It's interesting. We're being medayik in a lushan of an amira. It's obviously not a pasuk. It's not even a mishnah. Right? It's not a mishnah which you can make medayik in lushan of mishnah. But it's not a brisa. It's a lushan of Rav Nachman. We're being medayik in Rav Nachman's lushan. It's just interesting that ikanis would be medayik lushan ikanis. Okay. Now a few points on this. First of all, how are you making mechitza of bnei adam? L'chari, if it's out of the tchum, how you make able to make a mechitza bnei adam? Just like he can't be there, l'chari, they can't be there. It's out of the tchum. So Rashi explains, obviously we're talking about people that they made an eruv. They made an eruv to go further in that direction, so they're able to be there to be formed the tchum, even though he himself is out of his own tchum. Again, let's say this is to the east of the city. It's to the east of the city, he's out of the tchum. He's making a human walls to make a partition. You're able to make the human wall because those people who are the human wall, they made an Erev to go 4,000 amos to the east, and therefore they're not out of the Tchum, but he himself didn't make that Erev, and therefore he's out of the Tchum. It's a simple explanation. Rashi, Rabbi Yonison says, who says you're using Yidden? Who says you have to use Yidden as your human wall, human mechitzas? Maybe you can use Goyim as the mechitza, and therefore they're not restricted to Erev. And that's another option of how you could have a case where for him he's out of his mechitza, and for others they can still be, for him he's out of his Tchum, I should say, and for others they can still be used to form a mechitza in that same area. Point number one. Point number two, the Shulchan Aruch brings in Simon Shinzach Beis, he brings this idea lemaisa, that this is a way a person's able to make, you can make a walls out of humans, and he brings not just humans, you can make walls out of animals as well, as long as the animals are tied. Right, there's the Sugyan, and I think it was in Sukkah, discusses animals as well as the Mer brings a few issues about an animal not being able to be a wall, A, because the animal could die, but one of the issues the Mer brings is Shema Tivrach, the animal Rashi brings over here actually, animal could run away, so if it's tied, it's okay. However, Shulchan Aruch adds, and Agamar doesn't say this clearly, Shulchan Aruch adds that the humans, or the animals that you're making to form these walls have to be within three tefachim of each other in order to form lavan. You have to have them all standing within three tefachim in order to form lavan. Okay. Now, Taisus asks Chareshtaka Kasha, seemingly a fairly obvious Kasha. Why isn't there an Eitzah? We're saying the question ultimately was, do we pass the Rabbi Eliezer when you have that gap at the end, or in the beginning, but you have that gap of two amas that you can skip over up to two amas and it's fine, or not? That was the Shaila. Rabbi Nachman was saying, yes, we pass the Rabbi Eliezer, the gap of two amas is fine. Asked Taisus, who needs a gap? Have your human wall, and then what do you do? Very good, Lizer. Just take one person from the end and let him quickly walk around and let him reshift himself. A person who is at one point of the wall, once this Nehemiah walks past that person, let those two people on both sides circle back and create the wall further. Lengthen the wall. Let them keep. Let them shift their places. Chayyur very shtak kash for Taisus. Taisus answers that this is going to be Gemara coming up later in the daf today. The Taisus answers basically more later that here's a key criteria. The people cannot know. This to me seems to be the hardest criteria of this whole Eitzah. The people cannot know that they're there to be a wall. The people cannot know that they're being used to be mechitza. Somehow you have to create a situation where you want to make sure us. They know they're lining up. They're not stupid. They see what's going on. But not for wall purposes. They're lining up because you want to make, Lahavda, there's a case for shuras by a mace, by a velus. I mean, you're making shuras for covet, let's say. You're making shuras, you tell them you're making shuras for whatever reason. For a covet purpose, for something, some other purpose, that's why they're lining up. Once the person has to go from spot A to spot B to fill up the gap, it's going to be fairly obvious that he's doing it to be a wall. And once he knows, then it's a problem. He's not allowed to know he's doing it for a wall. So it's therefore, that wasn't an eitzah for the person to go from spot A to, from point A to point B. That's why that wasn't an option. Okay. Now, Ritva points out, we kind of bavarned a little bit when reading the Mar. Ritva points out, and Balmar has a similar diak, that our Mishnah wasn't clear that our Gamil's leniency applies to a wall that was erected on Shabbos. We even had a Gemara about this. We had a Gemara, a person is in an open field, open Bikkah, not a Mishnah. We had the Gemara a couple of days ago, person is in an open Bikkah, and they built a wall around the whole Bikkah. The Bikkah was much more than was much more than 2,000 square amas. He built a wall around the whole Bikkah. So we had whole discussions. He's still restricted to 2,000 amas chum. He's still restricted. Why? Because the wall was built in an enclosed area. You'd say he's considered all the whole thing's dal amas. No. Since the wall is built on Shabbos, he's restricted to 2,000 amas. There's a discussion if he could throw something out of this 2,000 amas into the rest of the area, because now it's just yachid. That was a conversation we had a couple of days ago. But in lengthening his tchum, we said was not allowed with a mechitza that was built on Shabbos. That was the Gemara. That was the Gemara earlier. Clearly, our Gemara holds that our Gomil's leniency that once I'm in an enclosed area applies even to a mechitza that was made on Shabbos. And then, like we pointed out, the Balmar already says this, that the reason why where our Gemara says we pass like Rav pass like a Gomil is because it wasn't so pasha. Shmuel also passed like a Gomil, like a besvina, dafka by a svina. Whereas by the deer v'sayar, that was not so simple. Shmuel didn't pass like a Gomil in that case. Only Rav did. The case of deer v'sayar really gets similar to this case in the sense that deer v'sayar is. is the walls may have been up before Shabbos, but he wasn't there before Shabbos, right? By the Sfina, we said, according to Rabbi's explanation, he was in this boat before Shabbos. The boat left the Trum, but he was in the boat before Shabbos, and was saying therefore he gets the whole he gets the whole boat is considered Dal Amos because of the walls. The boat has a status Dal Amos. That's the explanation of Rabbi, but the point is by Dia V'Sayer, the Goyim took him into Dia V'Sayer. He was not there b'chal before Shabbos. He's in a new place on Shabbos. It's enclosed, and still it's okay. So the Balmer would say, Hu Adin, if the enclosure was created around him on Shabbos, would also be okay. And that's why we say, Dafku, we're going like a Pasuk Rav Pasuk Gamil, even by Deir V'Sayer, that's why we use the Pasuk of Rav to Deir Gamil, not Shmuel, because we need to try to get to this new element of new mechitzas, new area, new enclosure that's taking place on Shabbos, even that's okay. That's why Agamar specifically is picking Rav over Shmuel. Okay. So that was that. That was this conversation. Ultimately, the psak was from Rav Nachman, make these walls, make these human walls on Shabbos, make a mechitz on Shabbos, and he's able to get back into the Trum. And once he's in the Trum, of course, he's able to traverse the whole Trum. The Mara now is going to bring a question from a Braisa, and there's going to be a conflicting Braisa, and the Mara is going to end up focusing most of the rest of the Amud on reconciling these two stira, these Braisas that are stira one with the other. The Mara first wants to be a Kashmir Braisa, and then Mara brings an opposite Braisa, and we're going to spend the rest of the Amud trying to give three different answers to answer the Stira and the Braisas. But as fate would have it, we're holding about 10 days before, 11 days before Sukkot. That's going to be the focus of these Braisas. Let's see. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked Rav, again, same two Talmidim will buy the shear by Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked Rav the following question from this Braisa on this Psak that we have, that Rav Nachman gave about building a wall for Nehemiah. Nafal Daif, if the wall of the Sukkah fell in Yom Tiv, Le'yamid Ba'adam, Behem V'Kelim, a person can't set up another person, animals, or Caleb to stand in the place of the wall, nor could he put up a bed to stand up a bed that was in the sukkah and put a sheet over it to make that a wall, because even in that last case, it looks like he's just cleaning the floor. He's not building a wall. Even in that case, it's less noticeable. Still, he's making an oil aray. Because you cannot make an oil aray. You're not allowed to make an oil aray in the first place on Yom Tov, and certainly not on Shabbos. This should sound familiar to everyone. We had this multiple times in Masechta Shabbos. You remember back then was a whole discussion if we call a wall a mechitza, an oil aray, is the wall the oil aray, is it after the roof the oil aray, whole discussion, but let's just take for granted that we're saying in both cases that would be considered an oil aray right now, and we're saying you're not allowed to do that. We're saying you're not allowed to make even an oil aray on Yom Tov, and certainly not on Shabbos. So if that's the case, how did Rav Nachman allow to make a wall for a human wall for Chizda? Here we're saying the Braisa, he can't make a human wall to fix the sukkah, and Rav Nachman allowed it to make the human wall in order to get Nehemiah back into the Trum. Amalei Rav answers, At Amalei Miha. You tell me that it's usher to make a wall from the Braisa you just quoted. I'm being an opposite Braisa, which says it's okay, and therefore don't ask me a question because we have a Braisa that backs up Rav Nachman's Pesach, and of course that's going to leave us with a steer and Braisa. What's the answer? I'm being right from this Braisa. A person can use his friend as a wall in Sukkah, in order they should eat, drink, and sleep in the Sukkah. Similarly, he could put up a ben at the edge of the Sukkah and put a sheet over it, which creates another wall. He could do that also in order that the sunlight shouldn't come onto a mace and make a mace. You can set up a bed as a protection with a sheet over it to protect the mace from getting spoiled, so to speak, in the sun on Shabbos or food, that the food shouldn't spoil. The point is, again, you're making mechitzas on Shabbos, and it's okay. So we see clearly in this Braisa, making a wool out of human, on Sukkot particularly, was the case, same case, is permissible. So Rav says, you asked me a question from that Braisa, we have a right to Rav Nachman's back from this Braisa. So obviously, the Mara's next question is, Kashna Adadi. It's very nice that Rav Nachman has what to rely on. He has a Braisa that Rav quoted that allows it, but we have a steer in the Braisa itself. How do we reconcile these two Braisa? One Braisa is saying, it's mutter to make a human wall on Sukkot, and one Braisa says it's prohibited. Now before we go further, just a very interesting diak, and because again, we are within 10 days, certainly within Shleishim Yoyim, Kain Lachag, if you notice, Lashon Gemara was, a person can make a chaver, use his friend, use another person as a wall for a sukkah, kedei sheyechal v'yishta v'yashan. Rashi says, these three things, yechal, yishta, and yashan, on our Gemara here, tucked away in Erev and Daf Mem Dalet, these are the ikar mitzvah sukkah, yechal, yishta, v'yashan. These are the ikkarot sukkah. A person should be eating, drinking, and sleeping in a sukkah. Shulchan Aruch brings this idea, and he elaborates that a person should make his sukkah should be his makam kavua. Right? Of course, we have diras keva, and we go into diras arayah and sukkahs. But on sukkahs, that should be his makam kavua. His home base should be his sukkah, and whatever he does outside is just arayah. That should be the arayah shabbai. But his home base should be the sukkah. Hence, eating, drinking, and sleeping in the sukkah. What do we make a bracha on? Says Shulchan Aruch. Lemais make a bracha famously only on eating in the sukkah. When we eat in the sukkah, make a bracha. We don't make a bracha on the sleeping in the sukkah. Lemaisa, that's how we pass it. But it's really, we have to go back. It's a machlekes Rishonim. Rambam, Rif, and Tosfos all say a person makes a bracha for all activities he does in the sukkah. Within Rambam, Rif, and Tosfos, there's different nuances exactly on what activities and when you make the bracha. We'll touch on a drop that in a second. But they say you make a bracha not just on eating, on other activities as well. However, at the Torah Tosfos, they bring it as a daya, not that we pass it away, but they bring that day as well. However, we pass the Kerbeinu Tam, who says only when we eat, make a bracha, various reasons given. Why only when we eat make a bracha, not sleeping, not other activities? And there's even a massive irony. We hold lemaisa that eating derech arai out of the sukkah is permissible, right? If a meal kavua has to be in the sukkah, eating derech arai out of the sukkah, that's permissible. Sleeping, even derech arai, is not supposed to be done out of the sukkah. Sleeping both kavua and certainly kavua, and even derech arai, even a little nap, even a derech arai shluf, is supposed to be in the sukkah. So ironically enough, when it comes to sleeping, the obligation to be in the sukkah is stronger, without getting into the temperatures in North America, or potentially the dangers. That's that everyone can be aware of that for themselves, what their hanukkah is with sleeping in the sukkah. It's already been spoken about. The Chafetz Chaim already deals with the fact that people were not necessarily sleeping in the sukkah chutz la'aretz. Again, I'm not saying that it's certainly okay, but just a separate discussion. But the point is, sleeping in the sukkah is more chamer in the sense that even Shina's Arai needs to be done in the sukkah, whereas Achil's Arai can be out of the sukkah, yet the bracha we make for Leishiv Basukkah, the bracha we make is specifically by eating, until we pass like a bit of time, Dafka by eating, and interesting enough, not by sleeping, we make a bracha, some say because you made a full sleep. Okay, different explanations given, but fine, that's ultimately how we pass like a bit of time. Now, on this idea, according to Rambam, Rif, Taisvis, you make a bracha for all different actions in the sukkah, not just eating, even for sleeping. So the Rambam actually points out something very interesting. Rambam says that when you make a bracha in the sukkah, what's the bracha? Leishev basukkah. Rambam says a person has to make a bracha oiver lasiyasan. Oiver lasiyasan, which means normally before you shake lulav and esrog, you make a bracha, then you pick it up and shake it. That's why you hold the esrog upside down, that you shouldn't be doing the mitzvah before you make the bracha. You make the bracha before you do it. Therefore, a person should make the bracha before he sits down. Therefore, says Rambam, and there's an unbelievable inference from this Rambam. If I'm not mistaken, it's not clear, there's a machlekes all over what to do. Shulchan Aruch means 3 days. What we do by Kiddush. Kiddush Friday night, do you stand for Kiddush? Do you sit for Kiddush? Chassidim and Litvak have different minhagim. Or do you do a split? Stand by part and sit by part. Stand by the first part and then sit by the second part. It's a three-day sport in Shulchan Aruch. If I'm not mistaken, Rambam isn't clear on what to do by Kiddush in Hilchos Kiddush. It's not clear. But Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah is clear. Why? Rambam says that since the Nusach HaBracha is Leishev HaSukkah, and you got to make a bracha Oiver Las Yasan, so by Kiddush on Sukkahs, one should stand. Sounds fairly clear that Rambam held all over the way to make Kiddush is sitting. Normally make Kiddush sitting, but on Sukkahs you should stand in order to make the bracha Leishev HaSukkah standing, and then you sit down. So dafka over here, by sukkah to make the bracha standing in order to be able to make the bracha leishiv basukkah and then sit down afterwards. But elsewhere, sounds like from Rambam, you'd make kiddush always. You'd make kiddush already sitting down, not standing, at least partially sitting down. You see, Raya, that you certainly don't make no kiddush standing up, which is the meaning of the chassidim. It's actually the meaning that for some reason, even though my descendants come from Lita, from Russia, but for some reason that's the meaning that I have, that my father did, and his father did, but which is standing. But apparently, according to Rambam, at least some point in kiddush would have been normal to sit, whereas on sukkahs you stand all kiddush in order to get the leishiv of a sukkah while you're still standing, make the bracha of a sukkah, and then you sit down in the sukkah. But what's most fascinating is, again, if I'm not mistaken, Rambam's halach legabi where the sitting or standing by kiddush is not spoken out anywhere in Shabbos. Legabi kiddush is tucked away over here in the halachas of sukkah in a diak in how he paskins how to make leishiv sukkah. Okay, so that's more vayter. We're back to astira. We have astira between two brises. One brise says you can make a human wall to fix your sukkah on Shabbos, to fix your sukkah on Yom Tov, and that's how Rav Nachman was using that idea to make a human wall to allow Rav Nechemiah to get back into the tchum. Whereas the first brise says you can't make a human wall. So we have astira in these two brises. Says the Gemara, Kasha Dadi, Lay Kasha. Answer number one, and the Gemara is gonna attempt three answers until the first three answers when Avish is with. Answer number one, Har Rabbi Eliezer, this first brisa which says you cannot make a temporary wall is Rabbi Eliezer. Har Rabbanan, whereas the brisa which allows making a temporary wall is Rabbanan, and this should be famous to all of us. We had this again multiple times on Shabbos. Ditanan, we learned the Mishnah Shabbos and Kufchav Hem Abayz, Pekak Achalein, the window shutter. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer Bezvancha Kusher Vitoli Paikimbay. You can only stick the shutter and stick it into its fitting in the wall where the window is. You can only stick in the shutter if it has two milas. Number one, it's attached. It is attached by a string. And number two, it's hanging. Even if it's attached, if it's resting on the floor, it's not noticeable it's attached. So it's like almost like a Maris Ayin. And it doesn't look like you're just like opening, closing a door. It looks like you're building a wall. You're building an aisle, and therefore it's no good. So only when it's attached can you use it. And that's the price that says you can't make a human wall to fix your sukkah on sukkahs. Or according to that, Rav Nachman wouldn't be able to make his human wall to help Nechemiah because he can't make walls, even temporary walls, on Shabbos or even on Yantiv. Okay. If not, you can't stick it back. You can't stick the shutter in the wall. Chama say, either way, you can use the shutter because all you're doing is adding a temporary, oil, you're adding to a temporary oil, and therefore it's totally permissible. So to over here, when you're doing a temporary addition by making a human wall, would be totally mutter, and that's the machlekes in the two brises, perhaps. That's why we're not so fast. If you remember, we made a qualification between the machlekes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim as follows. We said a qualification the chumra that everyone agrees that to make an oil aray, even if it's only temporary, to fashion a new wall, even a temporary one, but chila on yantiv is aser v'ein seichlam Shabbos, and certainly on Shabbos aser, even on yantiv it's prohibited. Le'nechu el ha'isif. How machlekes was when you have an existing wall to add to it. That's where Shabbos Omer. Even so, even just to add a masifim b'yantiv, you can't add to it. V'ein seichlam b'Shabbos, and on Shabbos you certainly can't add to it. You can't add on yantiv, certainly not on Shabbos. The chamayim adding is okay. Masifim b'Shabbos v'ein seichlam b'yantiv. You're allowed to add even on Shabbos and certainly on yantiv. But the point is the machlekes was adding in a temporary fashion to an existing wall, adding is okay according to Rabbanan, adding is not okay according to Rabbi Eliezer. But to make a new wall, that everyone agrees is no good. And by the way, once we're on the topic, again, very relevant for sukkahs, for the shlaks, for the coverings, for the schach, right? When we're saying adding is okay, the reason why you're allowed to add, the reason why you're allowed to open up the shlak, which is theoretically making a new oil, a real oil, on Yontif, right, on Shabbos, is because it's already open. It has to be that when your shlak is rolled up, it shouldn't be a situation where it's rolled up so tight that it's not open at least a tefach. Even when it's rolled up, usually it encompasses, it's at least a tefach wide. Since it's already tefach wide, you already have an oil, so what are you doing? You're just expanding, you're being maisif to an oil, and it's not permanent, and you're doing it on Shabbos, and that's okay, because you're just being maisif. But if you don't even have a tefach wide, then you don't even have oil to begin with, then you're creating an oil, even though it's there, but you're creating it, that would taka be a problem, like we're saying over here, because it's not adding, that's what we're saying in this Gemara, it has to be adding to it, it can't be making a chatchila. But either way, it doesn't help for our story, because over here in our story, you are making a chatchila, you weren't adding to anything, you were making a brand new wall by the case of Nehemiah, so that's not an option. Ella, and also by the case of, sorry, in the steer and the braces. In the steer and the braces, we're talking about a case where you're building a new wall with these humans on building a fourth wall, or a third wall, as you say, a third wall to the sukkah, on sukkahs, it's a new wall. Elo Akasha, Hakrab Meir, Hakrab Yehuda. It's totally machlekes. The brace that was mat there, it goes like Rab Meir, whereas the brace that said it was Aser, goes like a Yehuda. Tanya, you learned the brace, Aser Levehim a day from the sukkah. If you use an animal's wall for the sukkah, Meir Paisel, Rab Meir says it's Pasel. Why? Here's what Rashi says, I quoted this before, Shema Tivrach. It's a whole discussion where Rashi picks that explanation. The Gemara over there in Sukkah gives a few different reasons why they can be a problem with the Behemah. This is one of the reasons for it. Shema Tivrach, Shema Thomas, but ultimately, Rashi says, picks the reason Shabbat Tivrach, that maybe the animal will run away. So, Asveim Odefin Sukkah, Ramir says no good. Maybe the Machshri says it is good. So, the Bryce that says that it's okay to have humans is Rabbi Huda. The Bryce says it's not okay is like Ramir. Says the Gemara, Ramir de Kapas Hasam Almala Machitzi. Ramir passes the animal over there. We see an animal is not a good Machitzi because he moves around. So, Hacha, Shari, the lav midi covid. Rabbi Huda kamachshar hasam alma mechitzi hachaser. The Mar says actually it's counterintuitive. Rameir, who over there says that it's puzzle. Rameir says it's puzzle. A sukkah made with the animal with the animals one of the walls is puzzle. So over here he would allow it because it's not a mechitza. So therefore it would be mutter over here if the wall fell down. It'd be mutter to put an animal there because you're not making a mechitza. Whereas Rabbi Huda says it's kosher. We have a problem because you're making a mechitza. There's an obvious question. If that's the case, what are you helping? According to Rameir, putting up the animal there because it's not a wall anyway. I mean, it's very nice to explain. It's not a problem of building a wall on Shabbos according to a mayor, or according to you, this problem or a yomtiv, or according to you, this problem building a wall on yomtiv. But then the Bryce which says you could put the human there or the animal there according to a mayor. Because you're not building a wall, you didn't gain anything. The Mer could have asked the obvious question, how are you plugging your mayor for that brisa? It wouldn't help anyway, because it's not a mechitza. The Mer asked a different question. The Tizbra, either way, your connection to the brisa, mechitza from Mayor Yehuda, is not good regardless. Why? Aim the Shamle, their mayor, when their mayor say it's no good, but behema. By behema, because like we said, Shema Tivrach. And this is the Rashi picked that reason. Because the other reason, that's one of the reasons of the Shema Tamas. Shema Tamas applies equally by humans and by behemas. The Chor Rashi picked the reason specifically for that Gemara of Shema Tivrach, because that reason fits better with this Gemara's next question. Shem, ask Gemara, maybe when there may say it's no good by behema, by an animal which could run away. Adam, behema. Adam, Kalim, Shamalei, but Adam, Kalim, which is what the Bryce was talking about. Our Bryce over here did not actually discuss using the animal as part of the wall. We spoke it out, using the animal as a wall for the Shacharach, for the case of Nehemiah, you can make animals partitions, but the Gemara didn't speak about it. The Gemara spoke about Adam, Kalim. Adam, Kalim, you don't have to concern that they're going to run away. Number one. Vesu, Ramei, Levi, Deman. Who's Ramei going like that he would allow to put up a separate wall? If he goes back like Rabbi Lazar, who allows to, who assers making putting the shutter in the window, Laisef, Nami Asser, even adding is a problem. So certainly, putting the animal would be a problem. And Elalib Darbanan, Amaz Darbanan, Amad Darbanan, the Haisef, the Chilmi Amr. He's still back to the other problem. Darbanan, even Darbanan only said, you could be Mace of an existing wall. Creating a new wall, this third wall from scratch, was always a problem regardless, meaning we still have to be concerned about, you have to fit like either Darbanan or Belezer, and you're not fitting anybody. You're not fitting any of the Shitas. Ella, the Gemara says, you're right. Hav HaRabbanan, both these Bryces, the Bryces that allows building the wall with the human or Kalim on Sukkot, and the Bryces that did not allow, are both going up there. Darbanan. The Kalim Akim Lakasha, the Kalim Akim Zachver, Haba Devin Shlishis, Haba Devin Revias, very big chilik. Devin Shlishis is a wall that you need for it to be to make a sukkah. That wall has a real status. That is a real status because halachically, without that wall, you don't have a sukkah, and therefore the imam is building a structure by building that wall, and that's a problem. Hub Dev Revias, the fourth wall by Dev Revias is there. It's very nice. The person wants a fourth wall for privacy purposes. He wants to make a little temporary mechitza to just shield out other, you know, it shouldn't be completely open, but it's not really a wall, a halachic wall, and therefore that wall is going to be okay. So when we said it's okay, it's talking about the fourth wall. When we say it's not okay, it's talking about the third wall, which is a requirement for the sukkah. Take an amitani nafal daifna. It says in the first price, where it was no good, where you can't put up a wall, it says nafal daifna, it's mashma, it's a critical wall, it's a wall that's required, shema mina, it's a good diak. Whereas in the fourth, in the second price, which allowed building up a wall, it's talking about the fourth wall, which wasn't critical, and therefore it's considered less, it's not considered a building a wall, a proper wall on Shabbos. Okay, that's the answer we said for Shema Mina. So that's a good diak. So we can answer the Chilik the Bryce says, whether we're talking about a critical wall or not, that's the Chilik the Bryce says that you can build a wall, is the fourth wall. Bryce says you can't build the wall, is the third wall. However, top of a maze. Ela Adam Adam Kasha. L'chayra, the psak about Adam Adam, whether you're allowed to use a person there. L'chayra, we have first Bryce is saying you cannot, second Bryce is saying you can. And the second Bryce says you can put a person there in order to allow eating and sleeping in the sukkah. Sounds like that lush eating and sleeping in the sukkah is being enabled by putting the person there. Doesn't that sound pretty clear that the person's forming a wall that's being machshir the sukkah? And it's a critical wall. And still saying it's okay. Says the Gemara, Adam, Adam, Laikasha, Namikasha. This is where Taisus got it from. We quoted Taisus on the bottom of Mem Gimel Beis. Taisus got it from over here. Kan Ladas, Kan Shaladas. It depends. A person could be used as a wall, even on Sukkot. A person could be used to make a new wall only when it's Shalei Ladas. When the Bryce says you can't use a person, it's when it's being done Ladas. When can you use a person be used for a wall? It's when it's Shalei Ladas. When it's without their knowledge, that's when he can be used for a wall, and that's when the Bryce was permitting it, when the person is unaware that he's being used as a wall. The people there, the Mar is assuming, weren't they aware that they were being used as a wall to help get Nehemiah back into the Tchum? So this is really how the whole conversation started, because we're making a wall to enable Nehemiah to get back into the Tchum. Says the Mar, no, Shlemi Das Ave. No, you're assuming they were aware. No, the case was, and we kind of got ahead of ourselves. But that Taisus, based on what Taisus answered, why you can't use a person twice in that row, because that's exactly it. Because the people were not supposed to be aware. They were not aware that they were being used as a wall. Rav Chizda Milat Ladasavi. Rav Chizda certainly knew. Rav Chizda was a whole part of this. He's the one that asked the Shaila and got the Eitzah, so he's assembling these people together. Doesn't he clearly know these people are wall? Gemara says, yes, but he wasn't one of the people that was the wall. Says the Gemara, Rav Chizda Soleiman Amin Yahaveh. Rav Chizda arranged it all, but he wasn't one of the people that were part of the wall, and therefore, fairly straightforward. Okay, Hani B'nei Gnana, once we're on the topic, we're going to make a few stories that relate to this. Hani B'nei Gnana, there are people that were by a wedding party, they were carrying water from Rishis Rabim into Shiz Yachid by use of a human wall. And the problem over here was that people knew they were being used as a human wall in order to make a mechitza to carry the water from Shishram to Shishachin. Naginu Shmuel. Shmuel gave them Malkus. Malkus, Naginu is like Lashon Malkus, Malkus Rabbanon. Amar, im Amar Shlemidas, Yemar Midas. It was said Shlemidas, you could do this thing. People to knowingly be made humans, to be knowingly be used as walls, that doesn't work. And over here by this wedding, by this Shavuot Brachos, or maybe it's a Friday night wedding party, either way, the people knew that they were used as a wall, and that's not an option. Therefore, he gave them Pech. Hanaziki Davishad. There were these leather like pitchers that were belonged to Rava that were left in the Mechuza. They left in the Rava famously, which was in the city, the big city of Mechuza, and it was left there, a fancy city actually. People that were very comfortable there, and he had these leather flasks that were left in the Mechuza. Bahadi the Asi Rava Pirke. When Rava was coming back from his shir, and he had a lot of people around him, so they reached this place where these flasks were. Alinu Nile, Rav Shamash carried them with him into Rosh Hashanah. The Shabbos Achrita, another Shabbos, when again the same story happened, Pailinu, Rav Shamash wanted to carry them again. Vas Rav said, no, now you can't do it. Because last time, the people, like, you know, weren't so aware. But then word got out exactly what happened. The Shamash carried flask. Everyone knew what happened, that Rav was able to carry the flask. Why? Because the people surrounding him were his mechitza. Those people were his mechitza, Shleila Das, but they were serving as mechitza. All the people asking Shilas him after the Shir, they served as mechitza, and therefore it's permissible. But to do it a second time, where people now know, that's more of a problem. This idea comes up in many different cases, where someone does something and the first time you do it, or not directly, indirectly, it's considered it's something which he's unaware of, and therefore it's not a problem. Once you're aware of it, then already it changes the status. Here too, I'm thinking of specific cases where a person walks into a space which has sensors and lights go on. So the first time he did it, it's pashut, not a problem, because he's doing an act of walking. He's not trying to turn lights on. But once he knows that happens, then it already becomes more of a shayla, even though he's doing an act of walking, he's not trying to put lights on. Once it's ladas, it really becomes a problem. Simply, once the Talmidim knew that he was using them as a wall, no longer could it be used. Says Gemara, Levi Eloi Levtivna. Levi brought straw with him from Shizrav Shizrechen, using this eights of Talmidim, human partitions. I'm just assuming it was Talmidim. Ziri, Aspasa Ziri brought fodder with him in the same method. The Gemara is pointing out that all these Halig Amram utilize this method, obviously in a kosher eifin, but they utilize this method of using human partitions to bring things in from Rishazram to Shizrachin, as long as he had these human walls. Again, presumably the same story like Rava. Once the Talmidim were privy, were aware of what was going on, they no longer could use it, because it's got to be Dafka Shalei Ladas. It can't be when the people know. By the way, what's the problem with Shalei Ladas? I'm going to explain. Why is Shalei Ladas an issue? Why is Ladas an issue? Why is it only a good wall from humans if it's Shalei Ladas? So, Machlekes in the Rishayim, Ron says, it's Avshemilsa. If people know they're being used as a wall and they're making this wall, Avshemilsa, it's like a rabbinic issue. I mean, technically it should be fine, but it's like it's doing something which is trying out on Shabbos that we're trying to kind of circumvent, so to speak, to an extent, Dine Shabbos. Whereas Rashi learns, it's more simple. Ain't derech binyan b'kach. It's not normal to make a wall that people who know that they're there to be a wall. So if I'm unaware, so to use something that doesn't have das, like bricks and beams, or a person who's unaware that right now he's being used as a wall, obviously we're not saying that humans are normal to be a wall either, but when the person doesn't know, okay, that's more derech. When the person knows that he's just standing there temporarily to be a wall, it's ain't derech binyan b'kach, and therefore it's no good. That's what Rashi explains. Interesting. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah quickly. Very relevant to Halacha Maisa from Hatzalah in this Mishnah. Let's see. Says the Mishnah, Mishi Yatzer Bershus, one who left his tchum Bershus, V'amr Lai, and they said to him, Kvarna Samaisa. So he's going to do Rishus, for example. Sahedra needs Eidus for Kizr Chaydish. Halach is, you let it go out of Yitzchum for Kizr Chaydish. You saw the new moon. He let it go up to Sahedrin. I got to tell them that you saw the new moon. And when he's on his way, they told him, it's been taken care of already. So you don't have to go any further. Halach is, Yeshna Paim Amalachol Ruach. He has 2,000 Amos. He's not restricted now to 4 Amos. He's out of Yitzchum to 4 Amos. No, he gets a new 2,000 Amos because he was going for an essay purpose. He gets new 2,000 Amos in every direction. If you're still within the tchum, it's as if you never left. Now, the Gemara is going to right away address, of course, if you're still within the tchum, why would I think there's an issue? What's kilayatza? What does that mean? What's that chiddush? Kilayatza, okay, the Gemara is going to explain that. Kilayatza. Kilayatza lahatzil, chayzlum kaiman. And all those who are going out to save people, either from chayla, like atzala, let's say, or from robbers, from listim, from soldiers, whatever it may be, whoever's going out to save someone, halach is, they're allowed to go back to their place, because the Gemara tells us elsewhere, the idea is, the Taisus brings, it's a Gemara in Beitza, and Dafir Aleph, that this is one of the three cases. Look at top Tosfos. Hanach Gimel Tehatiru Seifa Mishem Tchilasan. Right? This is one of the cases where we're mad to the Seifa Mishem Tchilasan. If you don't let the people return to the original place, when they go out on the rescue mission, they're not going to go in the first place. So in order that people should go and do the Pikuch Nefesh, go and rescue, we allow them to go back to their original place, even if going back is not that Tzala, where if only going was that Tzala, they're still allowed to go back. Now, so some basic ideas, the Gabi Atzala, if there's, let's say there's one Atzala member in the city, in the town, and he goes and takes someone on Atzala call. So he'd be allowed to go back even without this Kula because they need him. It's right there. He needs to be present, needs to be nearby in order if Chalila, another situation arises where services are needed. So he'd sure be able to go back. But the question arises when, in most scenarios, we have much more than, Baruch Hashem, much more than one volunteer. There's more Atzala members. So even if that Atzala member spends the rest of Shabbos out where he's taking this person for help at the hospital, wherever it may be. So they don't need him to come back for other people, for other patients, perhaps. He's not needed, but he's allowed to go back because of his heter. So the psak is absolutely yes. He's able to go back because of heter. However, there's a fundamental machlekes, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Mishlam Zalman Orbach on this topic. Rav Moshe held, this kula applies even for Malacha Daraisa. Even for Malacha Daraisa, that Tzala member is allowed to go back, and he's allowed to go back to his original place, because otherwise you won't have people being volunteering and doing it in the first place. That's part of the Pikuch Nefesh, is allowing them to come back even for Daraisas. Rav Shem Zalman Zatzal held, no, only for Darabanans you say this. For Darabanans, we say that. To be over Daraisa, just because he may not go back, he may not go in the first place, if you let him go back, you cannot be over Daraisa going back. He's not going to want to go in the first place. Of Seifim, Hetir Seif Meshim Tchilasan, wouldn't be matter deraisas. And it seems, if I'm not mistaken, it really depends which locale you're in, how the hanhaga of that Atzala is. It depends on the Rabbanim in each location, each city, each town, if they pass in, if they side with their Ramesh's leniency, or the more machmer, like Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, let's first see this quickly, this Gemara. And we'll have to stop. Those are slichas in 3 minutes. What does the Mishnah mean when it says, if he's within the tchum, he kila yatza? Of course. He takan have left. It's ki'ilu yatza. What's ki'ilu? He mamish never left. What it means is, if he was in his original tchum, it's as if he never left his house, meaning, and the 2,000 amas is from his house, and not from where he finds himself now, meaning, we said in the first line of the Mishnah, wherever he finds himself, he has 2,000 amas. If he went to go help, and he still was within his tchum, we don't see over there, he now has 2,000 amas from where he is. No, he retains the original 2,000 amas from his house. Gemara says, Pshita, that's also Pasha the Chara. Since he never left his tchum, why should we alter his original tchum? Says the Ravatim, I would have said, since he uprooted himself by setting out to leave, he was planning to go further for this mitzvah, for this inyan, for, let's say, Kiddush HaChodesh. He was planning to go further, and once he's ukker, maybe he's ukker, and he creates a new, he was going with the intent that wherever he ends up, that's going to be his new tchum, so maybe now he sets a new tchum, where he is, kamash malan, we don't say that. That is pshat number one. Pshat number two, Rav Shimi, Barachia Amar, Hachamar, this is what the Mishnah means. If the new tchum that the Chacham gave him, Mavlam Sech Tchum Shalai, Kila Yatzim Tchum, that's a Shmak HaChidosh. He left his tchum. We don't mean he didn't leave his tchum. He left his tchum. He has a new tchum of 2,000 amas. Says the Mishnah now, if this new tchum of 2,000 amas overlaps with his original tchum, it's Kila Yatza. He can go back to his original tchum because you don't say now he's restricted to the new tchum. He can go back to his original tchum and then have that full tchum because it overlaps. The Rav Shimi obviously holds that the overlap of tchum is considered as chashivas and therefore it becomes one big tchum. He's able to go back to his original place. And the other one holds, Lav Milsi, it's not considered, it doesn't have status. I'm going to buy it by it says, but you know, I don't want to run through this too quickly. Let's pause over here. Have a wonderful day. We'll pick up Mitzvah from here tomorrow.